Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
The 2016 season was the last double dip for the Tar Heels. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. It is ironic that this year's ACC tournament is in Washington, D.C., the site where Carolina last cut down the ACC nets after winning the regular season championship. And, of course, it was also the year of Marcus Paige's famous double-clutch three-pointer to tie the national championship game, followed by a Villanova buzzer-beater in Houston. The very next year, 2017, the Heels won their latest NCAA championship in Phoenix, where the 2024 Final Four will be played. Is the universe trying to tell us something? The last tourney in Washington was one to remember for third-ranked UNC. It followed Carolina finishing first in the ACC with a 14-4 record, one game ahead of number 4 Virginia and number 10 Miami, and two games ahead of 19th-ranked Duke. The most outstanding player in that tournament was sophomore guard Joel Berry, who the following year was the MVP of the Final Four wins over Oregon and Gonzaga. Berry is now part of the ACC Network broadcast team on the Nothing But Net pregame, halftime, and postgame reports. The 2016 ACC tournament title was Roy Williams' third at UNC, but his first since going back-to-back in 2007 and 08. Here we are 8 years later, and Hubert Davis is trying to complete his alma mater's first such twofer. It sure seems like a big game of what comes around. In 2016, Carolina beat Virginia for the third straight time in the ACC tourney while posting a 14-7 regular season record against the Wahoos up to that point of the Williams era. Those Cavaliers had ACC Play of the Year Malcolm Brogdon and was less of a ball-control offensive and tenacious defensive team that eventually made their coach Tony Bennett famous. The Tar Heels had lost to the Wahoos in Charlottesville during the regular season, 79-74, in a faster-paced game than Bennett preferred, and Williams was determined to play even faster in the tournament final. That didn't happen, but the Heels stayed close enough to pull ahead late and win 61-57. Berry shot 3-for-3 from outside, UNC's only three-pointers of the game, while shooting 51% overall. Berry Page and Bryce Johnson combined for 44 points, while Virginia got 28 from Brogdon and Anthony Gill. Those five players made the all-tournament first team. With Berry watching from the broadcast table, the Tar Heels are trying to win both ACC titles once again. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.